Blog Talk Radio.
Can you feel it?
It makes it easier to bear. You won't regret it.
I invented sweat, popping bottles, putting supermodels in the cab. Proof, I guess I got my swagger back. Truth, new watch alert, few blows, all the big face rollie, I got two of those. Arm out the window through the city, y'all maneuver slow. Cut back, snap back, see my cut through the hole.
Damn, easy and hoes, where the hell you been? Niggas talking real reckless, stuck man. I adopted these niggas, still a plumbing them. Now I'm about to make them tuck their whole summer in. They say I'm crazy, well I'm about to go dumb again. They ain't see me cause I pulled up in my other bins. Last week I was in my other bins. All your diamonds up, cause we in this bitch another game.
Total shoot fresh. Looking like wealth, I'm about to call a paparazzi on myself. Live from the Mercer. Run up on Yeezy the wrong way, I might murk it. Flee in the G450, I might surface. Political refugee asylum can be purchased. Everything for sale, got 5 passports, I'm never going to jail.
I made Jesus walk, I'm never going to hell. Couture level flow, it's never going on sale. Luxury rap, the Hermes of verses. Sophisticated ignorance, write my curses and curses. I get it custom.
Right, man.
Yeah.
What's up, son?
What's going on, bro?
It's Tuesday, man. It's Tuesday. I ain't gonna lie to you, y'all. I am fighting. DMV Kill is fighting today. You know what I'm talking about? Girl, I had a move that I had to make today. So I made that move and handled my business and rushed back home to be on air with you guys, Kell's Corner family. Excuse me, y'all. Excuse me. What's going on with you, sis? How everything going?
Everything going good. I'm glad we're doing the show today because yesterday I did not have a good day yesterday. I was not feeling good.
Oh, yeah? Oh. Well, I was off yesterday. I went to... Girl. You know I got
okay.
57 say I got a story every show. Yesterday I went to the DMV out there in Largo.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just so fun. It's like every time I go to the DMV, it's a different experience. You know what I mean? No one was fouled towards me. No one treated me any type of, unfair way or anything like that. It was actually a good time, you know. I got in there and sat down and, excuse me, began to take my test, right, girl?
Mm-hmm.
Well...
Okay, all right. What happened?
All of us say this. You could get 3 wrong, but 4, you're done. Okay.
Oh yeah.
So I got 3 wrong, and it was simple ones, you know, really. And you know, I was in there like, you know, come on, y'all. Y'all know that this ain't right. You know, I think the question was, if you're driving on the highway and your exit is coming up, should you slow down and merge in your direction? or hit your signal and move over to, you know, to get off. I hit the signal to get off. Man, this big jag on red screen came up and it said, your test is done. And I'm like, I would think, using your signal would be the best answer, right? You know?
Right.
We all know that you must use your signal in order to turn or merge or anything like that, any movement with your car from one lane to another, from one street to another, it requires a signal, you know, or whatever. But the lady said, the lady told me, no, sir, you don't have to have a signal. She said, just come back up Saturday and take your test over again. So I said, okay, no problem. I'll just come back and retake the test. But I got one of the booklets, right?
Okay.
Therese, I opened the damn booklet up, and it's 25 questions on the test. There are 24 answers in this little sample test in the booklet.
Right.
I said, damn, all I got to do is remember these 24 and get that one.
And
that
be good.
One. I want, yeah, and I'm good. I was like, oh, and the lady, and I said it, the DMV, and the lady was like, yeah, that's all you had to do. I was like, you know what? I'm messing with you. I ain't messing with you at all. She was like, nah, you got to understand. It's set up like this. This is the way we want you to do it. You know, failing really ain't a bad thing, you know, and you'll be good and, you know, all of that. And I was just like, wow, you know. I done put in, gave up a whole day of work to come down here.
For nothing.
For nothing, really. Basically for nothing. But that was my Monday, and I enjoyed it. It was cool. You know, I got to spend some time with family and friends and really cap my weekend off. You know what I'm saying? What about you guys?
Today was a life of just being, you know, with my grandson and his autism, and just he's teaching me patience. So my lesson is patience. So he's
okay.
Really, really teaching me some patience. So that's
okay.
What
well,
I'm working on.
Well, patience is a must for us as adults. You know, patience is a must, and we have to, you know, because, I mean, there are so many situations that we encounter where patience is really the virtue, you know. So, you know, that's a good thing, and, you know, Kale's Corner, we got your back, and we're going to be praying for you, sis. You know what I mean?
I appreciate that, bro. I really do.
On today's episode of Kale Corner, we will discuss the Thurman and Barros welterweight fight and how Thurman won the fight. Now, I'm going to tell you all, be straight up for honest with you, this is on Lady T. This her bag, this her thing. She's going to be the one to break all this down to you. I'll add a comment or two here and there, but this is... this Lady T, baby. All right. Montrezl Harrell of the Washington Wizards and his bad boy play is really starting to get recognition around the league. And you know what? I, for one, Treece, I'm not upset about that. I'm not mad about that. For too long, this Wizards team has been noted as suckers. The Wizards adapted that Princeton style of offense years ago, and a lot of people just associated that Princeton way of life to that Princeton style of offense, and you know, the Wizards have been given kind of a name off of that. So we're going to go into that. And some more of Harold, he unloaded on his teammates after the Wizards lost to the Phoenix Suns the other night, you know? And hey, I, for one, am glad about that. You know what I mean? I think this coaching staff is too soft on these players. I think the fan base, we're too nice, too accepting to these players. And it's a whole lot wrong with this Wizards team that really does not have to be. This is personal for me, y'all. Drew Gooden and his love affair with any other team that the Wizards are playing is really starting to get on my nerves. It's really starting to bother me, you know, and anyone else that may have heard this or know what I'm speaking of, you guys are going to have an opportunity to make it known as well. Kevin Durant calls out Stephen A. and calls him a flat-out hater. Somebody else coming after Stephen A. Somebody else coming after Stephen A. Doug Williams was on with Stephen A., and his comment was regarding the ex-players and board members who all decided that Commanders would be a great name, or the name that they settled on as a team, as a group. My only thing with that, Treece, and I'm gonna get fully into detail with it, but was the Washington football team searching or deciding for 2 years or not? Because I remember being told that it was a 2-year process, you know, and they didn't just pick this name out the blue. But yet and still, Doug Williams comes on Stephen A. Smith's show and said that it was a collection of ex-players and board members that came up with this name. Nima, I know you love Doug Williams. I love Doug Williams as well. But I do not like the position that he was put in by Stephen A. Smith with these comments, because if this team really seriously, 2-year period that they have been telling us forever to come up with this name, yeah, okay. It's Super Bowl week. It's the Bengals and the Rams are preparing for battle, and we are preparing for Lady T's Super Bowl pick. Lady T and I have gotten together, and we have renewed the Lady T's picks on what we're going to do, and we're going to break it down to you guys. I was thinking about this today, guys, and I have an idea of the best way to do it. Your picks, we're going to give you today everything that we're picking on, and then Thursday we're going to actually make the picks. Right, T?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. All right, y'all. All this and whatever y'all decide that you want to run your mouth about is what we're going to talk about today on Kale's Corner. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. You know, I'm feeling blessed. I'm feeling blessed, sis. So we're gonna go to break on Jill Scott's blessed.
Here we go.
Right now.
Let's do it.
Okay, well, I was not playing.
It must want us to sing it.
Shamal had no voice for it.
This is the last take for the night. Understand it's kind of late, and I gotta get home to my son, cause he's so special to me. I mean, I gotta see him, I need to breathe him. That's my baby, don't call me crazy. I love the studio, but I love him more. Let me give you what I got, so I woke up in the morning feeling fresh to death. I'm so blessed, yes, yes. I went to sleep stressed, woke up refreshed. I'm so blessed, yeah, yes. Water in my face and everything is in its place. Peace of mind, even my grace. I'm so blessed, yes, yes,
yes. Yes, yes, yes. I'm so blessed.
We didn't even need you, yeah, bro. We could have just had you.
Whatever. You ain't gonna strike me like that. The Thurman and Barrows. Am I saying his name correct? Barrows. Welterweight fight. Barrios. Okay. Okay. For those of us that missed it, let me know. What do we miss?
Well, Thurman. He's back from 2 years off, 30 months. He's back from 2 years off. From his, you know, injuries and all that kind of stuff. And he's back trying to make a name for himself. So he went up in weight, 147. He beat by unanimous decision. All three judges scored for Thurman. And he really went in there and he could have beaten him, like, I think in the ninth round. It could have been over. Had he not, I think he really just wanted to go the length because he hadn't boxed in a long time. So he just wanted to go the length of the match. He wanted to get all the rounds in because he was clearly beating the guy up, Barrios.
Okay.
I mean, he only won two rounds. And they gave him those two rounds. The first round, you know, when they're trying to fill each other out, they gave him that round, and they gave him the last round. Which I don't think he beat the last round either. I just think he landed more punches in that first round. And once he landed all those, you know, those punches, Thurman was trying to fill him out. And so once he filled him out, it was Thurman's game throughout the rest of the boxing match. So he really did.
Okay.
He really showed out. I think he broke his nose.
Okay. Let's bring my brother Marcus on. What's up, Marcus? How you be?
What's going on, family? How y'all doing?
All right.
Ain't nothing, man. Did you catch that fight, Thurman and say the name, please.
I have to tell you, I'm going to be a sport about it. I don't like Keith Thurman, so I didn't watch it. I watched another flyweight fight.
What's wrong with Keith Thurman?
I think Keith Thurman is highly overrated. He does not fight top caliber people, in my opinion. And when he does, he fights them on their way out of the game. I did not watch his Barrios fight on purpose because there were some other fighters that were fighting and I really wanted to watch, you know what I'm saying? But I'm not gonna take nothing away from him. Congratulate him on his victory. But I don't like him.
Okay. I feel you.
Wow.
Let me ask you this. On that card, did you watch any of that card, that whole all of the people that boxed that night?
I was watching a whole other card. Because, you know, it was a lot of boxing.
Yeah, it was.
I was watching
a whole other
card.
If you can go back, Marcus, I know you don't like Thurman, but you don't have to watch that fight. But if you go back and watch his card, those other four matches that came before him, those were some good fights. Go back and watch those fights. I can't remember the names of all of them.
What's crazy is the undercards always are great. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, on the card that I was watching, the undercard was great. Like, they had some girls fighting, and they were something, bro.
Yes, they were. Yeah, they were.
Yeah, they was rumbling, man. So I watched, you know what I'm saying? I watched a whole nother card, but you know, I purposely didn't watch Thurman fight over top of this one because I was like, man, I don't want to see no boring fight. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But it wasn't boring,
okay,
though, bro. I know you probably thought it was going to be boring, but it really wasn't boring. I mean, I know you don't like him, but if you go back and watch it, you would probably say, oh, okay, all right, he's showing me a little something right here, a little something over there. But like you said,
you know,
he always fighting people on their way out, so.
Yeah, and he got a hard punch, you know what I'm saying? He got a knockout ability.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Very hard.
So he kind of relies on that knockout ability, you know? And sometimes when a person can actually take your punch away from you, like most of these fighters that he fights does, they take his punch away from him, that knockout punch, it makes it for a boring fight. You know what I mean? He don't look good. You know what I mean? But I'm glad he looked good in this fight. You know, I've seen a couple of the highlights, you know.
Yeah, he looked okay. So I mean, he looked pretty good to me for somebody that hadn't fought in 2 years.
Yeah. You know,
Mark, you brought up a point that just like is reoccurring in my mind. I keep hearing you saying, what do you mean by he's only fighting people on their way out of the game? How can a fighter duck or avoid top ranked competition and only fight guys that we pretty much know they'll beat?
Well, it's all a selling point, to be honest with you, because when you have laid off for 2 years, you actually should come in and you shouldn't fight top contenders. Fight somebody good, but not too great. It's like a tune-up. And Barrios was a good tune-up for him. I would like for him to come and fight somebody who could really, man, give him some go. You know what I mean? The top-notch contender. But I don't think he's going to do that because at this point, Thurman, to me, is an opponent. He's a good opponent, just like Barrios was. I think as soon as Thurman gets a really good fight, that's gonna pay him good money. You know, he's gonna go out the loser, but he's gonna get paid. And then he'll be fine.
You just think he's in it for the money?
Well, I mean, all of them are. You know,
I mean, I mean, most people in it for the money in the title. Either, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean you're right, but boxing has become the type of sport where you can pretty much retire. You know what I'm saying? And smart fighters do exactly that. You got to know your ability and know what you can do and know how far your career can go, and then you retire. You know what I'm saying? You make as much money as you can, and you retire. And as it stands, to me, Keith Thurman is trying to fight becoming an opponent, and that's where he in my book, that's what he is, injury or no injury, you know. But
he got to fight who in front of him. He can't. I mean, when you coming off an injury like that, you got to fight who they put out there. You know what I mean? Like he can't fight the top notch name because they ain't trying to fight him because it ain't gonna bring them no money. You see what I'm saying?
Well,
so it's
actually,
like 22.
Actually, Keith Thurman's name will bring a good fight. So if you throw Keith Thurman in there against a contender in his weight class, a top-notch contender in his weight class, who also wants to fight and not let it be a title fight, you know what I'm saying? They'll take it.
How much that gonna bring? With no title fight, how much is that gonna bring though, Marcus? That ain't gonna. If it ain't no title fight, they ain't gonna really make no money.
Oh yeah, because it's really about who wants to see the fight. So it is gonna bring the money. It's all about It's all about pay per views, you know. So I mean, the thing about the title is the fluff. We just want to see it. You know what I'm saying? I just want to see Treece go up against the girl down the street. You know what I'm saying? I just want to see it. I don't care nothing about the title.
I don't. Come on in, 57.
Somebody get beat up down the street. I'm telling you that right now. Whoever down the street
gets
beat up.
See what I'm saying? Look what you started, Marcus. Come on, 57.
Hey, act like you know, Chico. I know what Bo don't know. Let me tell you something. I agree with Marcus. On what he just said, because boxing ain't like it used to be when if you got beat, you dropped down to 10th spot, 20th spot. You had to work your way back up to the title if you could get back up there. Now, name recognition and everything, you can just Floyd. It got to the point where Floyd Mayweather picked who he wanted to fight throughout his whole career once he got the title. The boxing commission don't regulate like they used to. You know, fight your way up to the top. You know, and fight the number one guy. So I really don't pay attention to boxing anymore because I just think it's a lot of politics. The money's out there, and they let who they want to make the money. You know, so I just don't pay that much attention anymore.
Right. Okay. Let's take this call. New caller.
Okay.
638, how are you? Welcome to Kale's.
Hey, I'm doing fine. This is Big Steve.
Hey, what's up? How are you?
You better stop changing your number, man. You better stop changing your number on me, man.
Hey, Steve, tell him you got numbers.
I got lots of numbers, but, you know, you know, the African scammers trying to get me, you know, so I got to, you know, keep changing the numbers, you know. But I want to talk about that Thurman fight. Thurman could have whooped him in the fifth round, you know. He could have knocked him out in the fifth round. I mean,
yeah.
I think, I'm like you, Lady T, I think Thurman just wanted to go the whole distance to condition his body as a boxer. You want to go the distance because you got stamina. So I know he could have knocked that dude out in the fifth round if he wanted to.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel. To me, that sounds kind of disrespectful to the skill of boxing. To me.
See, I've been a boxer.
Yeah, but if you're holding back, then, yes, you're getting your endurance, you're getting your cardio and all of that. But you're kind of cheating the fans, to me. You're kind of cheating the fans because if a guy is not up to par with where you are, then it's your duty to knock him out. It's your duty to get him out of the way.
Yeah, but another thing, right? You know, maybe when he go to the corner, they're like, hey, man, don't knock him out. You know, these commercials paying box us big time, you know. So,
okay, I'll do it.
That's WWE, man. That's WWE. You know,
and so double boxing, you know, Don King say only in America.
Yeah. What's up, brother Terry? How's it going this evening?
Hey, Terry.
Hey, good evening, everyone. How y'all doing?
Everybody's good.
All right.
Good.
What did you say about the fight?
I didn't see the fight, but I heard the comment what the man was just saying as far as Thurman. Could have knocked him out in the fifth round or whatever, and like you said, he was just getting some sparring practice, you know, as far as in the real fight, conditioning himself. I don't see nothing wrong with, like I said, he's been off for 2 years and coming from in, don't get over there. He don't come from injuries or whatever, but he's been off for 2 years, so why not, you know, like you say, conditioning the real situation instead of just sparring partners where they're not hitting you, where, you know, you got somebody, an adversary that's really trying to hit you, so... I agree with what my man was saying.
Nah, because the moment that you're not going 100% and you're going half, then you've just changed the whole.
Who's going half?
The dude that's holding up. If he could have knocked him out in the fifth and that thing had been over with, he should have knocked him out in the fifth. To keep him around, keep cutting this other dude around, I feel like it's a disrespect to the sport. That's just my opinion. Come on, Marcus.
You're supposed to knock him out in the championship rounds. I could see him dragging it to the championship rounds. But once you get to the championship rounds, you're supposed to put him down. If he didn't put him out, he couldn't put him out. Because if he could have, he would have. That's real talk. He couldn't put him out. That's real talk. Now, I see what my man saying about the whole thing. Now, you hold out to make people see your ability. You know what I'm saying? But if you ain't seen my ability up until the ninth round, then you know what I'm saying? If you don't know what I can do up until the ninth round, then you ain't going to see it. I'm about to put this bama out. Because in the championship rounds, you tired. You can get yourself knocked out.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Right.
So
but Thurman didn't look tired at all, though. Thurman didn't look tired at all. It's like playing a video game, right? You keep enjoying it. You know, you got that cold, you want to get extra mint, you know. I mean, as a former boxer myself, right, it's like Muhammad Ali. You see how Muhammad Ali will take a fight all the way to the 12th round. You know, he was a genius. I mean, you know, it just made him have Parkinson's early, but it's like Muhammad Ali wanted to show his skills and keep, and Thurman wanted to show his skills. So I think... You know,
but you're talking about one of a kind. You're talking about one of a kind against the rest of these guys. You can't say you can't put the rest of these guys up with Muhammad Ali. You know,
you can't.
Like Marcus said, if Thurman could have knocked him out, I think he would have knocked him out. You know, he probably could knock him out.
Y'all would have saw the fight. Y'all didn't see the fight. Y'all didn't see the fight.
Listen,
I saw the fight. I'm not saying that he could have, like, just obliterated the man and knocked him out and he would have been out. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is he could have knocked him down a couple of times because he did hit him to the point where he was stumbling around in the ring. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying he could have knocked him completely out. I'm not saying that because he didn't do it, period. If he could have, I'm quite sure he would have knocked him completely out if he could have.
Well,
but he did what he did, and he just dazed him a little bit. And Barrows, let me just say this. He ain't no easy out because he was hitting him and Thurman hit hard, and he was really hitting him in the gut. And body shots, everything. He would not fall. If he didn't fall, he wasn't going to fall. Period. Marcus,
But y'all said he could have took him out in the fifth round if he wanted to.
I didn't say that.
He could have easily. He could have took him out in the fifth. But he said, you know what? I'm just gonna, you know, like a sparring partner. You know, I'm going to, you know, get some work done. You know, so the next big opponent, because you know they, in boxing you always go up and up, so you know you just want to take your time, get some work, and then in a bigger fight you just knock them out.
I don't see how you can say that and don't see that act as a disrespect to the sport. I don't see how you can say that as if that's okay. It's all right to do that.
Why do you think it's a disrespect, though? Why do you feel it's a disrespect?
Because the name of the game is knocking out your opponent, defeating the man that's in front of you, not playing a round with him.
The name of the game is boxing.
It's boxing. I'm a boxer. It's boxing.
because you had two types. You had Mike Tyson that's going to knock you silly.
Hold on, y'all. I can't hear y'all.
I'm not the only
one. One at a time.
I know that I am not the only one that heard he could have, Barros could have been knocked out in the fifth. I know I'm not the only
Correct.
One that heard that.
Yeah,
okay.
I heard.
If it could have ended in the fifth, it should have. Now I'm hearing the other points as well, that if he didn't knock him out, maybe he couldn't knock him out. Maybe he was just beating Barros to the point where it looked like any second he could go out. Maybe he didn't have enough
it
to
did.
Knock him out. But all I'm saying is, if you have enough to knock out your opponent, that is the name of the game. That is the sport. You
knock
him
out.
That's all I'm saying.
But can I say
That's
something real?
Come on, 57.
Look, Thurman's been a professional for a long time. He ain't been not a couple of years, so. On these guys, if they can take you, they're going to go ahead and take you because, like Marcus said, they don't want to run a chance of getting their own self knocked the hell out. Excuse my language. I'm sorry. But you want to talk about disrespect, Kale? The disrespect is have me pay $100 for a ticket and I sit down and you knock the guy out in the first 30 seconds. That's disrespectful. That's some disrespect right there.
No,
well,
just being
well,
guys
yeah.
that good.
Well, and for the people,
well, Mike,
and 57
Mike
for the
Tyson
people that pay $75 at home.
That's why I stopped getting knocked in that. Yep. Right after he knocked Mike's fingers out, that was my last pay-per-view I ever paid for.
And I think I was it. We was it.
Yeah.
Y'all got to know. When you're talking about professional fighters, I've actually coached professional fighters. It's different between the amateurs and professional fighters. I'm trying to tell you, any fight can be over in an instant. Any fight. But when you get into the pro field, I promise you, you don't want to play around because all it takes is one. You can literally be winning the entire fight.
Yeah.
By the time you get to the fifth, sixth round, there's certain fighters, when you hear them talking, they haven't even made it to the fifth and the sixth round yet. Because they end all their fights early because they got power. And they always say they don't have that experience to be able to go into the championship rounds. They don't know what it's like to go the distance. You know what I mean? It gets harder. And a lot of times that inexperience is what gets them in the latter rounds with somebody they say, you know what? I'm gonna get him into the seventh, and I know he's gonna get tired because he moved too much. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You don't want to play around in those rounds. If he would have been able to knock that dude out, he would have. He just didn't. He couldn't. Barrios ain't no easy win. His chin is been tight. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I said.
His chin is
been tight.
But like you said, Marcus, ain't no more Ali's where. You know, I win the first six, carry you for four more, and then the championship rounds, I got you. They going in there now. You know, if I can get you in the first five, I'm getting you. Because, you know, you never know, man. You hold back, and next thing you know, you're on the floor yourself.
I have seen
Thurman fight before.
Right about that.
And the last fight he fought, if I remember correctly, he lost. I'm not that high on him, but I don't pay that much attention.
All right, Lou. Come on, Lou. We're gonna let you wrap this one up, Lou.
Okay.
Up, Lou?
Well, I didn't see. Well, good evening, first of all, everybody. I didn't see the fight
What's
myself
up,
because it's not easy for me to get pay per view. But I'll tell you, boxing is not the way it used to be. Like you know, like what Steve said, what you said, it's changed a lot since you know I was growing up. And the way how they you know picked up fights these days, it doesn't seem to have the same appeal as it once did. As it did back 30, 40 years ago. But I'll say one thing. When you say, like, well, oh, it could be over like 30 seconds, like, Tyson is the same thing. It's not that the opponent was bad. It's just the boxers were just too good. And you were able to knock him out in just a few punches. So, you know,
exactly.
It depends on the boxer, the style of the boxer, and whatnot. You know, you're like, oh, I pay $100 for something I get is
to get whooped in only 20 seconds, well, he went up against a bulldozer, and that's what you got.
Yeah. And with Mike Tyson, that became what people were expecting and looking for.
Yeah.
We didn't expect anybody to last pass the first round with Mike Tyson.
No.
We always thought, and a lot of those guys, for fear of Tyson, would lose before they even step in the damn ring. So,
yeah,
you know.
Exactly.
Like Michael Spinks. Like Michael Spinks.
Yeah, he definitely.
I thought Leon was better.
Wayne.
But you know what? That's why pay-per-view started. That's why pay-per-view started adding like three fights before the Tyson fight. Because they used to just be a one fight, then Tyson, and you'd be back at home by 10 o'clock. You know?
Right.
He'd be back before the food is finished, honey.
The food, you know what I'm saying? You know what, the food ain't even got cold yet.
And it wasn't just a knockdown. My bad.
Go ahead, Marcus.
Go ahead, Marcus.
Tank coming on right after Marcus. Go ahead, Marcus.
I was going to say, when Tyson would knock a person out, it wasn't just a regular knockdown. Like, you could feel that
right on
in your soul. It was like he snatched the band of life out of him. Yeah, for sure. It shook the room. It was like thunder and lightning hit that joint. You know what I'm saying? It was different.
Right.
You know,
it was
and people would pay for,
they
for 5 minutes
like they
of that. They definitely paid for 5 minutes of that.
Right. Come on, Tank.
Yes.
Hey, what's going on, family? How y'all doing today? Much love and respect to everybody.
All right.
What's up, T?
I heard y'all talk about the fight, man. I agree with Marcus, man. Exactly what he said. If that man could have knocked him out, he would have knocked him out. He couldn't knock him out. But it was a good fight. And I'm glad it did go the distance because I like seeing fights go the distance sometimes. I hate a knockout. I want to see them put their skills in. That's what boxing is about. Let me see you box. Let me see what you can do.
Uh-huh.
Get that work in. That's what I like.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I can see you on that. Let's take one more call on this one. 904, what's happening? Welcome to Kale's Corner. Who's calling?
What's your name?
My name is Ronnie, making my debut here.
What's up, Ronnie?
Welcome.
Hey, how you doing, sir?
What's up, Mr. Debut?
Man, you know what I'm saying, making my debut here, you know what I mean? I was hearing what y'all was saying, and I don't know what fight y'all was talking about, but I hear y'all was mentioning Mike Tyson. I remember back in the days when the heavyweight division and the middleweight division was phenomenal, especially my favorite, the middleweight, for real, as far as Sugar Ray Leonard, Roberto Duran and all them. A gentleman said before I came on, I do not like knockouts in first round because, you know what I'm saying, you try to get you something to eat before you enjoy yourself, and get you something to eat. When you come back and see somebody on the canvas, you be like, man, come on, man, this is what we came for?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right.
And back then, the pay-per-view was every bit about, not say about 54 because nowadays it's like $100. But back then it was like about $50. So I'm glad that they do have boxing on free boxing on Fox sometimes. I'm grateful for that. Forever.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
No doubt. Hey, listen, I don't care where I was at. It all like Tyson's fight. When he was knocking everybody out in the first round, man, it grew to the point where I'd have to go to the restaurant. And I would sit there. I would not leave
until
the second round because I just knew. And listen, there is nothing more hurting as a boxing fan for someone to explain to you the knockout in their words.
Boxing lover, there are certain, I don't just look for the knockout punch. I look for the setup punch as well, because we all
right.
know that there's a punch that break those defenses down, and
that
right. is the setup punch. And that, my buddy used to be like, man, what do you mean the setup punch? Tyson hit the Bama, and he rolled. Nah, he had to set him up some way. And then I would have to, you know, watch the next week, the following week, they would put the actual fight on, and I would watch the fight, because even ESPN would only show the knockout punch. ESPN didn't even show you the setup. So it was just like, man, Mike Tyson is driving me crazy, man. Because I cannot see him knocking the Bama out. I want to see, you know, I want to see him kill
Hey, look.
Did he go, body, head? Or did he go body, head,
head,
body?
When he
you know,
Kevin.
How did he
When you saw that right there, that's when he was with Rooney. That body, when he was bobbed side to side, they called him numbers out to him. He was a cold beast.
Hey, man, he hit you in that rib, and you bent over, and he take that head off. I mean, off.
Yeah.
You know who beat Mike Tyson? Robin Givens.
Oh.
That's
a low blow.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Look at what the low Douglas did.
That's the truth.
Wait.
And you got to mention her mother, because both of them tag teamed them.
Oh, man.
Her mother got Dave Winfield, the baseball player.
Her mother was the ringleader.
You need to look at Mike Tyson tell it from his own words.
Let him tell it.
It's so funny. Mike is trying to kill him.
Yes, he is.
He's funny.
It just goes to show you, you know, everybody has a match out there, and don't think because it's a woman, oh, I'm a man, I'm going to defeat her. Nah, bruh. She coming to the whole She playing the game unfair. She is playing completely unfair, bruh. Especially as we all know, man is in love with her like Mike Tyson was in love with Robin Givens. Oh, man.
Yes, he was.
What?
Still, let me ask you this.
Baby, get this peanut butter off my knee. Okay. Go ahead.
let me ask you this, because I just recently
like
seen
we
a
all
program.
Haven't got that peanut butter off that woman's knee before.
Yeah. Go ahead,
Ted.
Come on, Ted.
Like I was saying, that he had I seen the program. They was talking to Mike Tyson, right, and he was doing some training and everything. So they was like speculating with, you know, whether he would box again. So I was just thinking about, as far as, you know, how they do them exhibition boxing with Jake Paul and how whoever else did them exhibition boxing. Who you think would fight Mike in an exhibition boxing? Like what's
nobody.
Name? Who would you pick?
Nobody.
Nobody.
They're already scheduled to fight.
The last opponent they tried was Roy Jones. That was the last one.
Go ahead, Mark.
Go ahead, Mark.
They about to fight. The Logan brothers is about to fight Mike Tyson. They just waiting to work out the particulars. But they already it's about to go down. That ain't come
okay.
off the top
right.
of your head. You must have heard that. You must have heard that one, because that was about to happen, my brother.
Yeah,
okay,
he
put it down, too.
Is the reason he's still in shape, you know, because he was punching that bag, man. Jack looked like he ain't lost nothing. So, you know, he lost some, but still. With Mike got 20% or 30%, like, even halfway, man, is like, dude, come on. You know what I'm saying? It's still vicious.
Yeah,
him
but he's 54.
Nah. Giving you them kidney punches, you know?
Put the mic in the ring with a toxic kidney.
He's going to get his butt whipped.
Who going to get their butt whipped?
You put Mike in the ring right now, he's still in good shape as a 54-year-old man.
But if you put him in the ring with a top 10 right now, he's going to get his butt whipped.
What type of team do we have now? Like you say, the boxing division is going to push now, man.
As a boxer, your body gets used to taking a certain amount of punishment. Once your body stops taking that, and then you try to step back into the ring, they can't take that again. Mike knows what he's doing. That's why he's calling guys in like Roy Jones and people like that. He ain't going to put no top-notch guy in the ring. That would be stupid.
But remember, Mike Tyson never lift no weights. So just think if he lift weights, okay? Now he lift some weights.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
you know what?
All we got to do is wait and see. Because even it's going to happen or it's not.
Yeah, 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. When we come back, we're going to talk about somebody who is lifting weights and is in shape and is young. One Montrezl Harrell, center for the Washington Wizards. We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Jay-Z this, Jay-Z that.
Jay-Z this.
Y'all niggas get front page articles. Y'all mention Jay-Z now. Sing on. Jay-Z, and Jay-Z news. I understand what y'all trying to do. I bought the flute this time, though. Check. Unleash the flutes on them. OVA, I got my mojo back, baby. OVA, hey. No, don't be afraid. Y'all in your article.
Got that mojo back, baby. OVA, hey. Yes, sir.
Hey, yo,
and that's what.
Damn. Yeah.
From my bad, y'all. I'm sorry about that. That was Vaughn. That was me.
Oh, okay. All right,
the debut.
Enjoy yourself.
I don't know how to write.
You'll be all right, man. Montrezl Harrell, man, and that bad boy style of play that he's introducing to not just the Washington Wizards players, but the fans as well. Montrezl Harrell, over the last week, he's got into it with Joel Embiid. Just about any center that they put on the court opposite of him, he makes it his business to let it be known that he is the man, and you better respect him out there on that court. And I, for one, as a Wizards fan, loved it. I love it. You know why?
Yeah.
You know why? Because think back, guys. When was the last time have we seen a Wizard player go that hard? When was the last time have we seen a Wizard player be that dog in the paint? Seriously. I never heard it. And one thing that most enticing to me is he's a big man that has never tried to shoot that 3-point. Now, he can make it because we've seen when the ball comes to him and the shot clock is low, like 4-3-2, and he has no choice, he has put up and made three. But that's not his game. That's not what he's looking for. That's not what he's looking for at all. And you know,
certain people, Drew Gooden, your punk ass, got all type of talk about Montrezl Harrell as if he's wrong for what he's doing and the bravado that he's bringing to the court each and every night that this Wizards team plays. Come on, Tree. I know you got something for me.
I'm with you on that. You know, that's what I've been saying the whole time. Y'all can't get rid of the God, though. Y'all don't. I mean, how you gonna get rid of the y'all, though?
Yes.
Man, you can't get rid of the y'all, though.
I was just looking at the junkies this morning on TV. And these Bammers talking about, Montrezl Harrell is someone we need to. Kyle Kuzma is someone we need. Listen, hear me on this. Please, I hope you are still in the bed while these four dummies are on air. I really do.
Hey, y'all, I love this show.
You do not want to trade Montrezl Harrell.
No, sir.
Any of those guys. Now, I had my reservation about Bertaun, the 3-point shooter, but we really haven't seen much of him anyway. Don't know why. Maybe he had a falling out with the coaches or whatever the deal was, but they have completely erased him from the rotation, which I feel is crazy.
Mr. Kales, can I say this? Okay, the thing, I'm very, you know, I'm glad you brought up about the Wizards because I was talking to my cousin about this. The front court is like that. You know what I'm saying? You got, like you say, the Harrell. I think Thomas Bryant should play better. Kuzma, you know, some nights he's warm, some nights he's hot, whatever the case may be, but I'm glad you brought that up. And, you know, Bradley Beal is injured.
Right.
And maybe it's just me, but I'm not really surprised or I feel bad for the injury, but it just seemed like every time he's out, the Wizards win. But when he comes back, they slump.
Brad, you got to realize Bradley Beal still has a lot of the old Wizards team mentality with him. When it was he and John Wall and they were battling over who is the lead of the team, who does the team follow and all of that nonsense, Bradley Beal is still a part of that is living on with this Wizards team. So
yes, sir.
And guys like Kuzma and
Caldwell Pope.
Caldwell Pope and these guys they don't care about that. These guys are coming from a championship team. They don't care about that. The only thing they care about. Only thing they care about is everyone doing their job. Job that they're brought there for.
Yeah. So basically, it's chemistry versus talent. They looking for the chemistry, and Bradley Beal is not the answer for real. Like you said, he's from the previous regime. There's something new.
Yeah. In a nutshell, that to me is the problem. In a nutshell, Bradley Beal still wants to hold on to what was and how things were, and the new players are coming in with a whole different mindset and mentality on what will make this a great team. What will make this a great team? And Bill has to take a back seat And you know, yeah. I'm going to say this. Here lately, Wes Unseld Jr. has been a disappointment to me because there were points where timeout should have been called, patience calls should have been made, and you look at Wes Unseld, and all he does is sit there with his arms folded, looking on the court as if he doesn't know what should be done, what needs to be done. Go ahead, Tree.
Hey, can I just say something? I heard too. We're gonna really be able to see what they're gonna do because Bradley Beal gone for the season.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah. He's gone for the season.
So don't be surprised they get a fifth seed or a fourth seed after the All-Star break. Do not be surprised.
Oh yeah.
And let me ask you this: is Thomas Bryant hurt again?
No.
Yeah, he hurt himself again. He did hurt himself again, but he's not hurt bad. But he did hurt himself again.
Right.
He hurt his knee. He's okay. He's able to come back.
Yeah.
I hope he's going to surgery.
Bradley Beal got to get surgery. That's what it is.
I just hope he don't become accident prone. You know, once it started, then every time I look around, you becoming hurt. So I hope that don't become his M.O. like Anthony Davis and what have you, you know?
Yeah.
He's a good young player, you know, and I just hope he'd be able to stay healthy. And show
I know the Lakers miss Montre.
I love his energy. His energy, but he just got to calm down a little bit. That's all.
Yeah.
Thomas Bryant.
Exactly.
I love
right.
his energy, though.
Exactly
he
right.
He's got to calm down a little
well,
bit.
Well, I watched last night, he was missing his assignments. On the switch, he would stay down in the paint and leave the shooter wide open. And the shooter was draining three after three. And I'm like, okay, dog, you got to go up there and check him. You got to get up in his face, man. And I waited for the timeout to see how Wes Unseld would handle it, or maybe one of his assistant coaches was seeing it and how he would handle it. And no one said anything. No one said anything, man. And I'm just like, I'm looking at this coaching staff, and I'm like, you all have the players. You have the players.
Yeah.
But you guys are dropping the ball because you're not making the proper call. Right.
Well, with that, I agree with you as far as, like you're saying, Wes Unseld sometimes making a coach decision. But you know what gets me, man, with this – pick and roll with this, when people pick and roll with the defense, you know, because as far as a big man, now, if he go out sometimes, then you leaving the big man that rolls on the little man and stuff, and then you got a basket with him, they dumping it down to the big man because you got a mismatch. Now, see what I was telling you before, how some guards or whatever don't fight over that pick. They just be so lazy. They got to make a better effort to fight over that pick to contest that shooter. You know, and they got to communicate with each other, say, hey, if I'm going to switch on this man, you got to get my man. Then that's when the other whoever man's in the down low, you know, whether that forward's on the wing, they need to also crunch down if that big man get caught up, if that little man get caught on that big man, you know. So it just, I hear what you're saying. Say again?
That's that trust factor.
Exactly right. And communicate with each other. And everybody want to hustle. You know, it takes effort to play defense stuff. So you're exactly right, T. They got to communicate and trust.
Yeah,
you're right.
They don't trust each other, T. They don't trust each other.
Oh,
sorry. I'm sorry.
You're right. I was just saying sometimes you're right because you can't fight over that. When you're saying trust, you can't fight over that screen all the time. That's when you got to trust your other players, and that man got to know how to switch off. You know what
exactly.
I'm saying?
Right.
I understand what you mean when you say you got to trust, because they do got to trust each other when you're playing that defense.
And everybody got to rotate. You know what I'm saying?
All I'm going to say, and this is the last word on this, Montrezl Harrell, you keep being that dog, bro. You keep introducing that bad boy mentality to this team, and hopefully it will – spill off to these other players, because for too long, this Wizards team has been a pushover. Miami was doing whatever they want physically last night, and the Wizards laid down and took it. So, yeah, Montez, you keep bringing that bad boy mentality here. 5-6.
Hey, y'all, can I just say something real fast? The Pelicans, I'm sorry, but the Pelicans just trailblazed this trade of C.J. McCollum to the Pelicans. With seven other players in the deal.
Didn't I tell y'all they was going to break that up somehow?
Early,
he was gone. I told y'all, but I told y'all the other day.
They did that about 4 o'clock this evening, bro.
My man, I'm just
saying. Yeah, said, no, they not breaking that up.
I was at work, 57.
Yeah. Don't throw that work on me, bro. I paid mine.
563-999-3782.
We'll be right back.
Make a clap to this.
To show our appreciation for your support.
Make a clap to this.
Thank you, DJs.
Make a clap to this. Yeah, I know I like to dance.
I came in the door, I said it before. I never let the mic magnetize me no more, but it's fighting me, inviting me to rhyme. I can't hold it back. I'm looking for the line, taking off my coat, clearing my throat. The rhyme will be kicking in till I hit my last note.
Hey. Doug Williams, man. And I understand the way this thing was set up. Doug was kind of forced into a position where he had to give an answer. But he was on with Stephen A. Smith. And Stephen A. Smith asked him, how did they come up with the name Commander for this Washington football team? And Doug Williams said they pulled a vast group of ex-players and board members to come up with the name. Now, the only thing I can say about that is we've been told as fans that this was a process that was being carried on this whole past 2 years. And now to come out and say that the name was settled on at the advice of ex-players and board members, it all sounds kind of fishy to me. It all sounds kind of last minute to me. And I mean, that's a matter of fact. Exactly. Okay, y'all, we down to the deadline. We really didn't, because we all know was fiending for the name Red Wolf. We all wanted it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one college that had the name and wanted the Redskins to pay them off for using the name. Dan Snyder, you have money above and beyond, dog. And you have contributed to the American Indian Nation for I don't know how many years now for the name Redskin.
Right.
What would have hurt for one payment to this college to take over the name Red Wolf? Go ahead, Marcus. I heard you saying, go ahead.
I was going to piggyback off what you said about Doug Williams. Remember we had that conversation about how they use him just to smooth stuff over on us when he did certain stuff?
Mm-hmm.
And they keep doing that, man. I hate how they use Doug Williams for that. You know what I'm saying? He puts himself in that uncle, that last name position. a couple times.
He's a token.
Yeah, man. I don't
Is it Tim? Uncle Tim?
No, it's the correct word. Say,
Tony?
Say Sambo. Sambo.
Come on, y'all.
Exactly.
Come on, man.
And y'all got to remember
who we're talking about, okay? And not just for the Washington organization, but for black men everywhere. We got to remember who we're talking about. And to utilize this man in this manner, it is a disrespect beyond. It is a disrespect beyond.
Mm-hmm.
I know Doug Williams did not really mean to come out and say, oh yeah, we got the advice of some ex players and board members. But whomever wrote this statement for him, they had no idea or no clue of the brushback that was going to fall on him for this statement.
Kel, didn't the Washington Redskins fans take a poll online to see what the name was? They said they were going to let the fans pick it, and I still got all the emails.
That's what I was going to ask, 57. I was going to ask. I thought they was going to let the fans do it.
That was Steve.
We had a poll. I remember you did the poll first, and then I picked, and the millions of Redskins fans picked, and 79% picked the Red Wolves. Follow my Red Tails.
I don't know what was wrong with the Washington Redskins. I'm just going to keep saying that, sir. Thank you.
Chris Collinsworth. Phil Simms.
Y'all starting to pot the board.
I need y'all to mute y'all background.
TV in the background. Who is that with the TV in the background?
Get off.
Thank you. You know, this is a subject, y'all, and I'm getting real for a minute, y'all. This is a subject that's not a joke to me. It's serious to me because everyone knows this is my team. This is my organization. I love Washington. Everyone knows that. So when you take a person, a figure of my organization, like Doug Williams, and twist and turn and playing these Dan Snyder type games with him, it pisses me off. It pisses me off. The whole time I was watching this interview, mad isn't even the word. You know, mad isn't even the word. Meemaw, I'm about to let you in, because Meemaw texted me left and right. Come on, Meemaw. What you got to say?
Hey, Meemaw. Doug Williams let them use him. They ain't doing nothing but using him.
Hey, Meemaw.
Dan Snyder full of crap. I got to go because my phone, I'm at work. I got to go. My phone is jumping. Y'all take care. We love
you,
Meemaw.
I got you, babe. Yeah, and she's right. She's right. Dan Snyder. But, you know, are we surprised? The man is using
that's
his own damn wife.
That's it right there. What you just said. Are we surprised? Why are we always surprised when something like this happens?
We're not surprised. We're just disappointed. I'm not surprised. I'm disappointed. I'm not surprised at all. I'm just disappointed in
I'm
the things that they're saying and doing out loud. Like, when you say it out loud, that would make it real, when you say it out loud. And then my mother always told me this. Listen to this, y'all. If you say it to yourself and it don't make sense, then it don't make sense to nobody else. If it ain't making sense to you in your head, it ain't going to make sense to nobody else out loud.
Nope.
Right.
So he is letting them use him freely. He don't care. He don't care. as much as we care. He don't care, because if he did care, he would put his foot down and stand for something. He not standing for nothing. So he's falling for everything.
And that's the problem. We're trying to make sense out of nonsense.
How you going to make sense out of nonsense? Let's just move on, flip the page, and move on. He likes it. He likes getting his back whipped.
Well, you know what, 57, I'm going to say this. The name Commander, I'm not going to say I fully like the name right now. And, yes, it has grown on me.
I like it.
You know, a little bit. But that's because that's what we have. That's all we have.
Right.
And they've let us know beyond a shadow of doubt, at this point, that's all you're going to have. So it's either be with it or not. And I'm going to ride with my team no matter what.
It's going to sound good when we go to the Super Bowl and I say, yeah, we got Haskins from the Commanders back in the day.
You're not going to the Super Bowl.
Did you have that dream last night?
I just woke up. Hey, Marcus, I just woke up 5 minutes of five.
Yeah, I know you woke up right before you said it.
Did that statement come with a tuna fish sandwich and a banana?
That's all I want to know.
You know? Hey, man.
Hey, it's been a tuna fish and a banana.
I tried to skip over that, Lou. I didn't know what he meant by that one.
Yeah.
At this point, y'all, being honest, there's nothing we can do about it. The name of the team is the name of the team, but I wish that they would stop with the Doug Williams and Gary Clark and Ricky Sanders and, you know, bringing all of these guys. And listen, this is, I tell you, Young, this only tells you how disconnected Dan Snyder is with this organization.
Mm-hmm.
So, you're bringing up people who made the name Redskin great, bringing up people who have known, will be known, always have been known as Redskins. You're bringing these guys out to promote Commanders.
And make it so bad, the uniforms could have been better than that. I'm adjusting to it because it's burgundy and gold, but they could have made it more fancier than that.
Especially that damn Pittsburgh version that they put out.
I'm glad you said it.
The way it has to is Pittsburgh
filler. That's waste.
Hey, I'm glad that's you said it before 57.
The only thing they did was adjust the uniform. That's a lot of branding. He's gonna spend $5 billion. $5 million just on branding. That's renaming everything. That's just $5 million just doing that.
Hey, Miss T, white jerseys make us look like the Atlanta Falcons.
Y'all better be careful with the outfits y'all got, because y'all could have ended up a lot worse.
Nah.
I hear what you're saying.
Y'all
could have
ended up a whole lot worse.
That's only by your observation of the situation. As a Washington fan, we ended up a lot worse. We have ended up a lot worse. I know so. You got all these things representing Indians with the Chiefs, the Braves, the Blackhawks, all these other teams, and we are the only ones that are attacked and made to change our name. If you're going to do it to one, do it across the board.
Right.
If it's about racial equality And if it's about doing, being fair across the board, then being fair is everyone who has anything associated with American Indians need to change it. That's fair.
Well, all of it's not negative. Your name, the name Redskins is negative in itself. But Black Hawk, that's a name. Black
that's
Hawk.
Worse.
It's not negative.
Worse.
It's not negative at all.
No.
The Chiefs aren't negative because that's who he is. He's the Chief.
Are you okay with the Chief walk on?
Yes.
With that,
That's why it's offending you. You don't understand it. That's why you mad like you mad. But if you just listen for 1 second, you won't be mad. That hey y'all like that. That ain't nothing but a calling to the ancient family.
Woolworths.
It says Woolworths. That's what I'm thinking about. And I'm thinking that would be
They figured out everything I was gonna say. They figured it out.
Now I'm just talking about Woolworths.
Come on, lady.
when they do the chant, we don't know what they're saying because they're calling their ancestors. So we don't
know what they're saying.
If it's a bad thing or not. That's what I'm saying.
It's a rally cry.
Wait a minute.
But does it really matter?
Yeah, does it matter?
It's still a Native American thing. Yes.
Yeah. Does it matter, Tree?
Mr. Kells, with all due respect, they have been hitting that peace pipe, so I'm sure they was feeling good.
Yeah.
Crack pipe. I say peace pipe.
Yes.
In the teepee.
All right. Well, to all the adults in the conversation, I need to understand, is that war cry considered negative or positive? Is that war cry okay? Why is that war cry okay to use and the name isn't? That's where I'm getting confused. And Tracy told me if I be quiet and listen, I wouldn't be upset anymore. I'm still upset.
That's because I didn't get the chance to finish what I was saying. Every time I started to say what I was going to say, I was cut off. So you didn't get the true meaning of what I was trying to say. Everybody was trying to tell you what they thought I was saying. So what I'm saying is when you do the chant is for the other Indians. It's not for us. So it's not offending nobody. The word Black Hawk doesn't offend nobody because Black Hawks they never did anything. If you do your Indian history, you won't be so mad at the chant. And it does make a difference because you're mad about the chant because y'all had to change y'all name. And I'm telling you, the chant has nothing to do with it. The chant is for other Indians.
So Black Hawk does, if I'm hearing you correct,
Black Hawk,
mm-hmm.
not the name of an Indian tribe. That's the
yes,
name of a
is.
Tribe, right?
It's also a name of a person. It's also a name. So we don't know if they're talking about the name of a person or a name of a tribe or what are we talking about name?
Well, I've never heard. Let me say this. I've never heard of a Blackfoot tribe. I heard of the Blackfoot tribe, but never heard of the Black Hawk tribe.
Exactly.
I heard of the Blackfoot or Blackfeet, because that's
right.
I have that in my ancestry. So
okay.
But I'm not never heard of. Mm-hmm. I heard of Cherokee, and what have you.
It's a lot of different families. Like
a lot of different
like
tribes.
That. Cherokee Indian families like that. Black Hawk isn't one. It's Black Hawk is a name of a person.
Well, a hawk, you describe it, you're saying
and,
a hawk is black. So
who
you
is
know,
it?
You, the,
who is it offended?
The funny part,
it's not offended
the
nobody.
Funny part about, the funny part about all of this, it's not offensive, just like Redskins wasn't, until popular society say, oh, that's offensive. Now they will become offensive.
Exactly.
Sensitive.
Yeah, you know what?
Hey,
it's up to your
gotta,
interpretation.
Tell
how you
y'all,
want
man,
to interpret
I'm a,
it?
I'm a Washington Redskins football team, Commanders fan for ages, bro. I wouldn't care if they called us Washington Ishkabibble, anything. I wouldn't
mm-hmm.
care what they called us, as long as we win. I want us to command the field. I don't care what they call it. They can call it whatever they want.
Command the field.
If they, man, I don't
know.
Who
I know that's right. I know
I
that's
want
right, Marcus.
Us to win.
Such
I want us to win.
Down.
I'm so sick of. I'm so sick of us not winning. That's the problem. You know what I'm
right.
saying? I'm so all of this stuff. The stuff that they're doing is just scapegoating, and I hate the fact they're
right.
using my man Doug to scapegoat.
It's a
scapegoat.
Again.
You know
again.
Yeah.
Do we
put Ruben Foster? Put Ruben for that thing have Doug talking instead of having Dan Snyder. Jerry Jones, this is why Jerry Jones the best owner in the NFL. He talked for his people. I never yet saw Dan Snyder talk
wow.
for nobody.
Wow.
That's
you
right.
You
did
not just
that's
say
right.
that.
Yeah.
I think he's right.
No, we are talking about a man who allowed his players to do all type of cocaine, illegal action, activity.
He sticks up for them.
Come on,
no one do that. But he sticks up for them. Even the one that stole underwear from Walmart stuck up for him too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jerry Jones
yeah.
stick up for his
okay.
boys. That's not a
okay.
he don't do that. He don't do that. And you know, I know what you're saying. Like, okay,
underwear. None of them are stealing
yeah.
underwear. None of the Washington
well,
players are stealing underwear. So
no, but what I'm saying,
Dan, speak up about stealing drawers.
Mr. Kelly, no, what I'm saying
Dan
is, Dan Snyder wouldn't
go on his yacht and put his wife in position when something go down with the Redskins every single time.
He's a farm girl.
What's the point of getting that? Why she got to take over the operation? Why can't be him?
You see Jerry Jones' wife? Jerry Jones' wife ain't no way brand.
The hell no.
But Jerry, that's
for the same reason he had to have a male dance team introduced. Because Jeff Bezos is hot on his ass about the treatment of females in the organization. That's
yeah.
why he had to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. But Congress ain't, look, Congress on the Redskins. Congress ain't on ain't on Jerry Jones. Congress on the Redskins hard. Jeff Bezos
only
got a whole lot of money. With a whole
he
lot of money. And come to find out
and
that the NFL and the Redskins are colluded together to hide the facts.
Oh, yeah.
The funny part about it is Jeff Bezos, and I'm pretty sure this went past a lot of people's heads. Jeff Bezos took Michael Strahan as one of the volunteers to space. And all that pregame show, that weekend of football, Jeff Bezos was on and proving his point. He's trying to attack the Washington football team through another area.
No, he's not, bro. Amazon is going to take over broadcast next year for the spot that Terry Bradshaw.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Amazon is going to take that over. It won't be Terry Bradshaw.
No, Jeff Bezos was mad because he couldn't be the owner of the Washington Redskins.
Oh, come on.
So that's why he's
trying to buy the Washington Redskins.
Y'all ain't got your backs together.
Y'all ain't got your facts together.
How are you going to tell me my facts aren't straight on the organization?
Because you're not.
Well,
if they're straight, you're not putting them out there right, sir.
Listen, damn it!
You listen to me screaming at me, man.
First, Jeff Bezos to buy in as a partner, one of the silent partners. When Dan Snyder turned him down, he then began to come and take over the whole team.
He ain't concerned about taking over the Washington football team.
Oh, yes, he is. Money is money.
No.
He got a contract with the NFL to broadcast all the games next year that Channel 9 was broadcasting. That's why he had Michael Strahan on there to take the ball up in the air. That's why he did all of that. Amazon is going to start broadcasting. That's what's getting ready to happen. It ain't got nothing to do with somebody trying to take over the Redskins. Forgive me if I was
wrong.
Both of y'all are right.
Jeff Bezos, he was trying to, get it in cahoots with Snyder. That didn't happen. So he moved on. Now he's trying to do the broadcast thing, like you said. Like, he is trying to do that. And that's why both of y'all are saying the same thing, and one of y'all are saying the other one is lying, but in reality, both of y'all are right.
I never said. Yeah, you're right, because Amazon.
I never said anybody was lying.
The football games now. That means they did it last year because they started it last year with Amazon Prime. So you got Amazon Prime. You could look at any game in the United States except for the Washington Commanders.
Well, that's
true. He had everybody except for the Washington Commanders that you could watch. Everybody.
Yep, that is true.
So what y'all are saying is the truth. What 57 is saying is true. What Kel is saying is true.
Right, because he got a problem with us.
Exactly.
I think it's personal. And Sims got a problem with us. Because remember, Remember when we were the Redskins? He just said Washington team.
The people we're naming have shown in some way or another on public television that they do not like the Washington football team. That's why they're saying these people. I remember Bob Costas when he used to have the Sunday night game, and he took a whole segment to talk about why he will never, ever say the name Redskin again. So we're talking – they're bringing up these people from your Jeff Bezos to Bob Costas because we've heard these people say out of their own mouth problems with the team. That's it.
Right.
That's all. Nobody's picking on anybody.
Also, you think they have a problem with Snyder, too, because, like you say, of his conduct and how he carries himself?
Oh, my God.
I have a problem with Snyder. And I'm a Washington football fan. I have a problem with Dan Snyder.
Right. And so what you think?
The way that he's handled different situations, if nothing else, have been utterly unprofessional.
Right.
Not
so what you think?
What's going on in your own organization? So these women being disrespected and treated like crap like they were, not knowing about that, that's directly on Dan Snyder.
Yeah.
And I agree.
Absolutely.
And so let me go back to like the old Redskins. They showed Joe Gibbs a lot of love. You didn't have the hate on the Washington Redskins on the Hold on, let me finish. You didn't have the hate on the Washington team. You know, you just started getting the hate on the Washington brand and the team because since Dan Snyder took over the team.
97.
Correct. And because, you know, Jackson Cook is like rolling in his grave right now.
Well, you got to realize Dan outbid and outpriced a lot of people who wanted ownership in this team. Dan Parker happened to be the deepest. And a lot of people were offended by this. A lot of people took offense to the fact that his money was lost. And he was able to buy them out. And everyone felt like I could have been a better owner than him.
And just like you're saying, Kale, it's all about the politics. He actually jumped in front of everybody because of his money. The politics part, he don't have. When it's time to rub noses with the right people, he rub noses with the wrong people. You know what I'm saying? And that's what's going on with our organization.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's going on with our organization as we speak.
That's true.
Do you think that this treatment of women is not happening in all of the entire football league, National Football League? It's happening.
They got 19,000 papers.
Why is our dirty laundry being aired out? And think about it. When we talk about Ben Roethlisberger, there was facts on Ben. I'm not picking on you, 57. Just listen to me. It was facts on Ben. Ain't nothing happened to that dude. Nothing.
Nope.
Matter of fact, it became yesterday's news. It's to the point where Congress is going to Congress, bro. This bigger. We not seeing Dan is really, really being picked on. He being picked on.
Mm-hmm.
And I even watched the statements that he was saying. And the statements that the lady was giving on just that Dan actually did. He didn't really do nothing egregious. But it's just the fact that it goes along with all the other stuff that was going on with our team.
So this is where Bezos comes in at. He is pushing the narrative. The Washington Post is the biggest newspaper here, and he's pushing the narrative through. Every big major story that comes out about the Washington football team comes out through the Post. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah. That's true.
What you're saying is accurate. You know, I'm not saying, listen, I believe that the league should be held accountable for everything that they're doing wrong, especially the mistreatment of women. You already know how I am. But when it comes to I seeing my team or my owner being bullied for some political reason, you know what I'm saying? Come on, Congress is involved.
Yeah, it's overboard. It is overboard.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Why is Congress involved with this? How come Congress isn't looking at the entire National Football League?
Because well, ain't Donald Trump for that.
Donald Trump.
Yeah,
yep.
See that. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Congress
needs
to be worried about the United States.
And what y'all and what people are forgetting about is we just got rid of the one whistleblower that we had, the big whistleblower, and you know what his name is. You know what I'm saying? And I think it has a lot to do with all of them because last night I cut that boy to the side. Now all of that stuff got leaked. All of that stuff.
Bruce, Bruce Allen. Bruce Allen, y'all,
Bruce
as we talk about.
Hey, can I
pick it back off of that for a minute? When they fired Scotty Mack, that was messed up. He having the players all together at the time, all because snitched on because of a drink. He could have kept that to himself. He ain't come to work drunk. Why would he snitch on that man for being for? I don't like Bruce Allen.
Nah, but you know, Ron, you know what's funny? How in the hell can you snitch when you drink yourself? Well, that's a whole other story. You know what I mean? We got to go into this these picks for next week, the Super Bowl, and exactly how we're going to do them. Ms. T, you can stop me at any time.
Okay.
The score, total yards, passing and rushing, first down, sacks allowed, and time of possession. For example, this is the way that I figured it out, guys. Like Rams on one side, Bengals on the other side. Write the word score. Write your scores in for each team. Total yards. Their passing yards and their rushing yards. So, for example, we'll say they had the Rams have 110 yards rushing, 220 yards, 10 yards passing, 220 yards rushing, total yards 330. First down, Rams had 16 first down. Time of possession, the Rams held the ball. Now, we know football is 60 minutes. So we'll say the Rams held the ball for 14 minutes and the Bengals held the ball for 26 minutes. Everybody clear on that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. All right. So, Treats, let's run through it real quick. Give a simulation just to be absolute sure. All right. You ready?
Rams versus the Bengals. I would say, Kale, Rams versus the Bengals. What's your score? Rams first.
My score.
And then you.
My score would be. Rams 21, Bengals 17.
Okay, and then I would say, what's your total yards, passing and rushing? And then you would give
total
me those
yards,
for both teams.
Exactly. Total yards, Rams 325, Bengals 250.
How many first downs you think the Rams and the Bengals will make in this game? Complete first downs.
First down. Rams, 12, Bengals,
7. Hello?
Sacks allowed.
Oh, your phone going in and out, bro. Sacks allowed, you would say, don't kill.
I'm going to say the Rams will get 4 sacks. 5 sacks, and the Bengals will get 3.
And then I would say time of possession for the Rams.
Time of possession, the Rams, 17 minutes, and the Bengals, 13.
There you go. But see, I mean, time of possession, y'all know it's 60 minutes, so it got to be like 37 minutes or 26 minutes. It got to equal 60
right.
minutes.
It
has
right.
to, I mean, you know what I mean? And first downs, you're going to be somewhere in the range of 50 to 60 first downs.
Right.
Throughout the
right.
game. You
right
know what I mean?
Down.
So, then, I mean, we just calling out numbers, but you guys can go home and study and look and see how many first downs the team can normally make throughout a game, and it's normally around between 50 and 60 normally. So, you know, it's
yeah.
up to you guys what you want to write for your yard score, total yard.
Y'all
get it. Yeah, y'all get it.
Right, right. You make your own call. You make your own call.
Yeah.
And, Lady T, give out your cash app.
For the big kahuna.
Give out your cash app, Lady T.
The cash app is $MAMABOSS and the number 5. So it should say $MamaBoss5. That is who I am. This pick is going to be $20, you guys, not 10. The Super Bowl pick is going to be $20 if you guys want to join in.
Okay.
You know everybody? Everybody good on that?
Yeah. As soon as I get the money on my cash app.
Yes, sir.
Boy, I did.
Well, you got until Thursday to get your cash app up.
Yes,
right,
ma'am.
Right. We just wanted to give you all a heads up of how we wanted to give you guys a heads up of how the Super Bowl pick we're going to go. How we're going to do all of the Super Bowl pick. So to everybody, you know, y'all know your boy is the reigning champion, you know what I mean? I ain't bragging at all. So listen, let's have fun with it. And if you missed out Thursday, we will be giving all this advice again and showing everybody how the picks are going to go. Like I said, the easiest way to do it is take a sheet of paper, write Rams on one side, Bengals on the other. You write score, kipper line, total yards, passing and rushing, kipper line, first down, kipper line, sacks allowed, and skip a line, time of possession. So those five things will be what the bet is over. Total yards, pounds, sacks, time of possession. Those will be the five things. And good luck to everyone. Lady T made this one a doozy, y'all. So, hey. But, hey, it's the Super Bowl. It should be a doozy.
It's supposed to be a doozy.
It's supposed to be a doozy.
Can I ask you a question real quick?
Yes, sir.
Can I ask you a question? Because when you was explaining, didn't you say that also that you had to put the yards from each team separate as far as if they get offensive yards and what have you?
No, it's just offensive.
Total yards rushing, total yards passing.
That's what I mean.
Right.
Passing yards. That's what I mean. Passing yards and rushing yards. Then you had to come up with a separate number to equal the total yards.
Let me tell you what you do.
The passing yards and rushing yards combined gives you the total yards.
I understand that. But I'm saying, I thought what I heard you mention before is that because you said, like, such and such, if they have such and such an offensive rushing and passing, you had mentioned that. And you had gave a number on rushing and passing. And then you changed it, then you reversed it. But I wanted to be clear on that because I didn't know if you wanted to, like I say, rushing and passing, you get those two numbers, like you say, 150 for passing, like 175 for rushing, and then you add those up, that's where you come with your total. or you just want total period? You don't got to do the separate stuff.
It's whatever you think, Ted. It's however many passing yards you think they're going to make and however many rushing yards you think they're going to make. You add them two together, and that's your score, period.
Yeah, I understand. Yes. So we don't have to.
No, that's
what I'm saying. We
don't
have to
think about it. We clearing it up right here and right now, and we're going to go backwards.
You don't have to annotate it on the paper. That's what I was asking you.
I'm trying to tell you.
All you have to do is add the rushing and passing yards. That's it. Erase everything else out your mind.
It's cool. I got it, man. It's fine. It's cool. I got it. Thank you, bro.
There we go. All right, Lady T, it's that time, man. Damn, boy. 2 hours be going by fast, man.
All right.
Come on, Lady T.
Well, you guys already know. 6:51 Tuesday, you guys. I am so sad that the day is come. The time has come. I'm sorry. Kale and Miss T would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kale's Corner. Kale and Miss T would also like to say that we love you guys today, more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow. Kale and Miss T, we are here every Tuesday and Thursday from the hours of 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. You guys can follow us on at Instagram at Kale's Corner, at Facebook at Kale's Corner. You guys can also follow us on Blog Talk Radio / You Kale McLean. Kale.
Yeah. You ready for me too?
Yes.
Y'all done wore my co-host out, man. Hey, listen. We really appreciate everybody. We appreciate you guys. We appreciate the part that you all have played to make today's show what it was. Don't forget on those picks, like I said, right, each team at the top of your paper, Rams on one side, Bengals on one side, go down and put your score, your total yards, passing and rushing, first down, sacks, and time of possession. Those are the five topics in which the final for this year, Lady T's pick, the Super Bowl, will be about. All right. Now, hey, listen, man. If DMV Kale got loud with you or aggressive with you, hey, charge it to my love for the show and not my heart. You know what I mean? We appreciate everybody's participation. We want you guys to know that we'll be back Thursday, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., and we're going to let it all do it all again, let it all hang out, ride loose, do this thing all over again. Trees love y'all. I like y'all a lot, and we'll get up with y'all on Thursday.
Guys, now.
I want to start this one over. Can I start it over, Lady T?
Yes. Do you?
No matter.
either you all or you ain't, or you would or you won't. Well, me, if I conceive it, I can achieve it, and if I dream and believe it, then I can be it.
Slim, we just scrimmage it, so lace up your Nike boots and pads with the Timberland.